When the Muties had begun their invasion and the blaster fire had erupted, Robards had held one of his sec-men back from the action.
The Muties! They're breaching the wall!
But rather than scramble to seal the breach, the sec chief had grabbed his arm and held it tight.
Relax. There are more than enough sec-men on watch to handle the Muties. I've got a special job I want you to do for me.
And now, with the sound of blaster fire little more than an echo in the distance, Edward was moving slowly down a hallway, careful not to make a sound or otherwise betray his presence. Robards had given Edward a length of steel angle iron, a favorite Muti weapon, and had told him to use it on the troublesome whitecoat named Eleander. He told him that the Baron had grown tired of her, and today's suspected escape attempt had been the last straw. The Baron wanted her gone. When Edward had questioned the sec chief about it and asked why the Baron wasn't giving him the order himself, Robards seemed to grow angry.
The Baron doesn't want to alarm his mistress, Eleander's daughter. If she knows that he's capable of having her chilled, it would put a strain on their relationship. He wants it to look like an accident. This attempted invasion by the Muties is the perfect cover.
Edward nodded at that and headed off with a weapon in his hand. The story was going to be that one of the Muties had escaped the barrage of blaster fire and gotten into the vill. While looking for Bang, the Mutie came upon Eleander's room, where he chilled her and took her valuables, escaping over another part of the wall. The sec chief even said that he'd be putting torn bits of clothing and one of Eleander's valuables somewhere on the wall to provide further evidence of the story's truthfulness. Edward didn't understand why the mother of the Baron's mistress had to be chilled, but there were a lot of things he didn't understand about the Baron, the sec chief, and the way the vill was run. It seemed like continuous chaos to him, with very little order and routine. And now he was going to be adding the death of a whitecoat to the mix. If all went according to plan and people believed the sec chief's account of what happened, maybe there'd be some order in the vill for a while. Or maybe all hell would break loose. Who the hell knew? He came upon Eleander's door and stood there in the hall for half a minute while he caught his breath. It was one thing to chill a Mutie in defense of the vill, or a whitecoat trying to escape the wall, but this was something different. This was premeditated, cold-blooded chilling. Edward knew that if he did this job, he would be a favored sec man in the sec chief's eyes and be promoted quickly through the ranks. But could he do it? Yes, he could. He was a sec man, and he'd been given an order by his chief. It was a no-brainer. If he was guilty of anything, it was of thinking about it too much. He tried the door. It was unlocked. He pushed it open. Luckily, the door swung silently on its hinges. There was a form lying on the cot, fully covered by sheets and a blanket. Her head was near the pillow. He would strike there first, silencing her with the opening blow, and making the rest of his task that much easier. Edward held the angle iron in both hands and slowly raised it above his head. The heavy piece of steel wavered there, as if he were considering not going through with the chilling one last time, his last chance to change his mind. But then he shook his head slightly and brought the steel down onto Eleander's head. And then there was silence, except for Edward's ragged breathing as he stood over the body waiting for it to move, to twitch, or to cry out in pain. But there was nothing. No sound at all. He kept looking at the bed for a splatter of blood, the stench of fresh gore, but there was none. He brought the steel down on the body again. No blood. He pulled the sheet back and saw that the figure he'd thought was Eleander had been nothing more than a down pillow, some extra clothing, and a few sticks of kindling wood. Eleander wasn't there. At first, Edward felt relief, knowing that he hadn't chilled the woman and wouldn't have to do the deed tonight. But then other thoughts occurred to him, troubling thoughts. First of all, if Eleander had gone to such lengths to make it appear she was in her room, she probably knew that someone was out to chill her. And second, and perhaps worst of all, Edward was now faced with the task of telling Sec Chief Robards that Eleander wasn't in her room, and that she hadn't been chilled. The Sec Chief wouldn't be pleased, to say the least. The friends returned to their rooms, more than ready for a good night's sleep. The incident with the invading Muties hadn't been much of a fight, but it had come at the end of a long day. Mildred went into the fourth room to check on Jack and relieve Doc. She could sleep well enough in the room with Jack, and Doc would appreciate spending the rest of the night in his own room.
How has he been?
Sleeping soundly.
She stood over Jack, felt his forehead to check for fever, and listened to his breathing. His fever had gone down, and his breath was regular. He was sleeping fine.
What was all the fuss about outside?
Bunch of muties tried to breach the wall.
I'm not much of a military strategist, certainly not anywhere in the same league as Ryan or JB, but it strikes me that such an invasion would be doomed to fail, perhaps even be termed suicidal.
It was. It was like a shooting gallery out there.
What would make mutants want to commit such an act?
There are drugs inside these walls. And whether it's in pre-dark times or after the blast, drugs have been known to make people do some pretty strange and desperate things.
Well, I bow to your knowledge of such things, my dear Mildred. While my own knowledge is limited on the subject, I do recall the character of Alice in Lewis Carroll's books having quite the adventure thanks to pills and pipe-smoking caterpillars.
Mildred just shook her head.
What is it?
Funny you should mention that book. This villa is like an Alice in Wonderland situation. A lot of things we've seen are absurd and defy logic, yet somehow the whole thing seems to work.
Not to worry. We shall be on our way soon enough.
Right now wouldn't be soon enough, if you ask me.
By the time Doc made it back to his room, he was looking forward to a good night's rest. In the morning, he'd be meeting Eleander again, and hopefully they would be able to spend some time together. The thought of the woman brought a smile to Doc's face. He hadn't felt this way in, well, a very long time. It was as if he were a teenager again, filled with excitement and lust over a woman he couldn't wait to get his hands on. How things had turned. Usually it was Jack who managed to capture the interest of the ladies on their various journeys, but here he was, Theophilus Algernon Tanner, feeling like a schoolboy again, and loving every minute of it. He opened the door to his room and immediately felt there was someone inside it, waiting for him. Without a moment's hesitation, he unsheathed his sword stick and took up a fighting stance in the doorway.
I know you're in here. I suggest you come forward and reveal yourself, or my blade will be the one to discover your whereabouts.
Theo, is that you?
Eleander?
Yes, it's me.
What are you doing here?
She stepped out of the shadows and was absolutely radiant in a long-sleeved white nightgown that hugged her body closely, yet was almost thin enough to be see-through.
I didn't want to spend the night alone.
Well, I in addition to being speechless, I am flattered. Oh, more than that, I am thrilled.
I hoped you would be.
How could I not be in the company of such a lovely, lovely lady?
Oh, you're too kind.
Doc closed the door behind him. It didn't open again until morning.